I'm just doing a little audio recording. I put recordings on a thing called Audio Boo. I don't do it that much anymore, but I did it a lot in the past. I do it with a lot of my holidays and things. It's quite a nice way of charting where we've been, and I thought it's quite nice doing it when we haven't got the motor running.
Yes, oh, it's lovely. That's when my stomach starts to relax when the sails are up.
Yeah. So what's the newest...
It's like going to parachute. Once the parachute's open, you can relax.
I can imagine, yes. Yeah. Imagine you're fairly tense until that happens.
Yeah.
What's the newest sort of main place to us here now, Neil? If you went ashore here and...
The Cahays, I'd say.
Okay.
Cahays Castle.
Okay.
Hmm. How do you spell Cahays?
C-A-E-R-H-A-Y-S.
Okay.
Cahays.
Around the corner, the town, that's dead ashore of us now, we're pointing at it.
Yep.
Just around the corner from Dobman is Doran Haven.
Okay.
Which is a pretty little port, but it dries out, so we
could
go in and anchor or something. We do that quite often. There's not fishing boats coming over here. It's a small village.
Right, okay.
It's very, very pretty. It's hard to get at, so...
Well, I imagine all the better for keeping it quiet.
Yeah. And then the next place on from that is Mevigasy.
Yeah, well, we know Mevigasy, don't we?
Yeah, we do. One of our groups going to Mevigasy.
Why do you know it?
Ask Neil.
we went in there and the wind went easterly, and we expected to be. They've got a harbour wall, which is deep water.
Yes.
And the year before when we went there, they let us go inside, well inside the harbour, and raft out.
Yep.
And there were piles, wooden piles that you could tie up against, and ladders. And this time when we went, they said we could come, but their fishing boats were using that part of the wharf.
Yes.
And so we had to go further out near the end of the pier. And you were getting the swell, and you couldn't get to the ladder so easily.
Yeah.
And so we had to put a plank between our boat. We were the inside boat. And
yes.
A plank on the gunnels.
Oh, right.
Onto the ladder.
Yes.
And then
that we sounds pretty had hairy.
To ask people to walk across the plank and grab the ladder.
Yes.
And it was hairy. Yeah, we had to have about four people in order to get everyone. Sure.
I think I'd be inclined to stay on the boat.
Yeah. Well, we all wanted to go ashore for our fish and chips.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. Couldn't somebody bring the fish and chips to you?
No, they could have. But
wasn't that on the way
challenge.
Back, though, Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the way back, so we'd had our meal.
Oh, I see, right.
No, no. We were going ashore for our meal.
Oh, yes.
When we came back, we decided not to use it, didn't we, and found it was easier.
Or just stepping.
Yeah. Fiona was saying, "My God, I was so scared." But in terms of, you know, there was Brando one side and you the other, and there was only one step in between you and Brando.
But I think everyone was very nervous of it, and the tension.
And that makes it worse, doesn't it?
Yeah. The chatter and do this and put your foot there and do this and
everybody started screaming at once. You know, and we all said. Go, to Fiona, and she did. She stepped forward, and we went, no, sideways.
No one was in charge. Everyone was in charge.
Yeah, and too many cooks.
That's where it got very confusing.
And made everyone nervous because everyone was chattering. And
do this, do
getting
that.
Getting worried,
We shouldn't have done it, really.
We couldn't see any other way at that point. point, could we? And these bloody fishing boats weren't giving an inch.
Mm. No, in fact, one of them came back and hit my boat. I think it was at a time when they had done a big restriction on their time at sea.
Okay.
And they were tied up in... Normally they go in and out.
Yeah.
And this time they were tied up and stayed there for 3 or 4 days, and then they're allowed to go out for a day.
Frustrating.
And it was so that they wanted to be tied in secure, and that they took the boat that we expected to get. And,
We did what the harbour master told us to do.
Yeah, and this easterly swell was coming around at 4 o'clock in the morning, we had to leave.
Yes.
Popping fenders out.
The fenders were screeching like mad, weren't they?